got an amazing view of the tornado and the funnel cloud that was forming over southwest Calgary as it was coming down there. I've never seen anything like that before. The cloud twisting so quickly and just sort of shooting down and then back up again so fast. I was surprisingly not freaked out. You know, you'd think that you'd see a funnel cloud in the distance, like, oh, I should probably take some cover, but it's like, whoa, this is interesting. Never seen that before.
Well, Rob, you're not Helen Hunt in Twister. I saw your photo and I was like, I'm glad I don't leave Canmore. You know what? I don't think I remember in my recent past anything coming that close to Calgary.
Meteorologist from our sister station 660 News, David Spence, was saying it's mostly luck that there hasn't been major tornado incidents in recent memory. And I'm actually curious about in the Bow Valley. I mean, do the mountains protect us here from having a tornado? Is a tornado possible?
At higher elevations like we are now, and especially when you're getting up to the mountaintops, we have cooler, more stable air. If we drive on up into Kananaskis, there's going to be several degrees Celsius difference from here in the valley. And tornadoes need unstable air, and I think they need heat. So that's why you don't see a lot of them, but I think they have happened. Can we really say with weather certainty that anything is impossible?
Yeah, you're right.
We had a 2.3 magnitude earthquake near Banff last year. I thought we were well away from the coast and that only earthquakes happen there. But I think we should go with improbable.
Okay.
And continue living here because we're going to be safe from the apocalypse.